Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It's understandable that people across the country are frustrated that churches remain closed for public worship. And last week, a group of young people from a campaign called We Need Worship decided to put themselves together and do something about it. And they basically created this video asking the government to consider reopening churches and places of worship. And it's highlighting things like that sporting events and international travel and attendance at school is permitted, but churches remain closed. On the line to tell us a little bit more, we have Clodagh Gallagher from the We Need Worship campaign. Clodagh, how are you?
Hi Wendy, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on.
So how did this campaign come about then in the first place?
I think it was just the fact that on the 22nd of October, the government put out this, you know, this blanket ban on public worship. And yes, the team, ourselves, were made up of practicing Catholics in our 20s, but we're really, really aware that this ban on public worship affects so many people. It affects, you know, those of us who belong to the Catholic Church. It affects Protestants, all different denominations of Christianity, Jewish people, Muslims. It really affects everyone who worships publicly. And as Catholics, we know that the holy sacrifice of Mass is the highest form of worship that we can partake in.
So for people who mightn't understand, and maybe perhaps some in our government, you know, faith for many people attending church is an essential service. It's essential to be able to practice your faith, right?
Absolutely. Worship is essential. As Christians, we know that human beings need worship. It's what we're made for. In worship, we enter into the truth of who God is, who we are, and just how much he loves us.
And in terms of the video, tell us a little bit about some of the things that the video is trying to highlight then, Clodagh.
So in the video, we're trying to highlight the fact that, you know, this ban on public worship by the government is really, it's unconstitutional. And that's Article 44, if anyone wants to look it up. And for Christians, it's our bishops, our faith leaders that we look to for strong leadership. So with this campaign, we're really pleading with our bishops. We love them, we support them, we want to encourage them, but we're also calling them out. Back in March, they steamrolled over our constitutional right to worship of their own volition. And, you know, the government did absolutely nothing. And for us, worship is essential and we really want to go to Mass.
And is it frustrating for you, and as the video kind of highlights, it's kind of talking about things like, you know, the Irish government's own data, you know, the epidemiological data shows that thanks to the hard work of so many lay people and priests and religious across the country, that churches are really safe places. Tell us about that data, Clodagh.
Absolutely. Well, we know from the government's own data that churches and places of worship are the lowest on recording for instances of transmissions of this virus. So, you know, of course we care about that people are dying. We're not for a minute suggesting that this virus isn't real or that people haven't died from it. You know, it's affecting all of us. I have a grandmother who died a couple of months ago, and she was in isolation for 7 months and we weren't allowed to see her. And when we spoke over the phone during that time, it was like she had lost all hope. And I'm convinced the loneliness and the lack of being able to go to Mass, you know, she was a daily Mass goer, that killed her. And, you know, does she not matter? Does her life not matter? It's just, it's the fact that they've decided we can't go to Mass. It's totally disproportionate to the efforts that have been undertaken by the priests and by the laity to ensure that Mass is a safe place to go to.
Do you think that, and what's been the reaction so far, Clodagh? Are people surprised that a group of young people, there's such a diverse group of lovely young faces saying, hey, please let us go to Mass, open our churches. What's the reaction been?
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact is there are more than just that. There's thousands of us in Ireland, and it was just time pressure that we couldn't fit more people in. I have a lot more friends than that who are practicing Catholic, but yeah, the response really has just been one of support and encouragement. We've spoken to a few bishops who have been, I suppose, surprised. There seems to be almost like a gap between them and between us. They weren't aware even that there were so many young Catholics or that we were supporting them and encouraging them and kind of challenging them to defend the faith. So it's been mostly really positive.
And that's one of the things, I guess, that's frustrating, because there was a story earlier on in the week of a priest in Cavan who just said, like, I'm leaving my church doors open and people are coming in. And he was threatened with fines from the Gardaí. And we haven't kind of seen behaviour like that since the penal times. But you can understand on the one hand, that's very frustrating maybe for you. But on the other hand, I guess you might have a lot of other, you know, businesses that are closed saying, well, these are just the rules that we have to stick to.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't really heard that from people, to be honest. I think people are mostly in support of us because, you know, you're watching your GAA match on Sunday and they're all allowed to kind of knuckle down and run into each other on a field. So, you know, what difference does it make if people are standing apart, 2 metres apart on Sunday to worship God, which is, you know, our constitutional right? And so I haven't really had that reaction from people at all. People are mostly very sympathetic.
What about people who say, well, you know, maybe a lot of people are happy to just accept the guidelines, and it could be kind of confusing because you're frustrated on the one hand, but then on the other hand, there might be, as you say, as you mentioned earlier, Clodagh, you know, bishops or other religious leaders that are quieter than you have been, and if the majority are happy to accept the guidelines, does that make it okay?
I mean, I think if they don't want to go to Mass, they don't have to, you know, and it's a fact that it is just a fact. This is the data that we have from the government themselves that, like, religious or places of worship are not spreading the virus. There's only been 2 cases this whole year from any place of worship. So that's not even a Catholic church. That could be a mosque. That could be, you know, anywhere. And I just think the response is really disproportionate and cruel. And, you know, people talk about loving their neighbour. Absolutely. But is it loving to deny people the sacraments? I don't think it is.
And do you think it's been, you know, we're obviously talking about protecting the health of people in the country, but for you, Clodagh, is it a case of denying this essential service in terms of being able to practice your faith fully, that it has impacts on other elements of our health?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we have to contend with the fact that one in five people in Ireland are suffering psychologically from the loneliness and the hardships brought on by this pandemic. And as Christians, we know that we're made for community, right? Like, human beings are not meant to be alone. As the body of Christ, we're made to love God, love one another, and be loved. And I have to be honest with you, Wendy, I don't feel loved. I don't feel loved by this action from the bishops. I don't feel like they care about me, the salvation of my soul, by denying me the sacrament. So absolutely, this is having an impact on people psychologically, a huge impact.
But I guess the point is, and I suppose you guys have done it with We Need Worship, it's easy for us to kind of finger point and give out and say, this person should be doing more, that person should be doing more.
Yeah.
But I mean, you guys have been proactive in creating this campaign. And for people listening, isn't it up to them to, if they feel strongly, that to share your video or to contact their local government representative and for them to put pressure on rather than want somebody else to do it for them?
Absolutely. So that's a message that we've been reinforcing for the 3 weeks that we've been doing anything. And we've just been asking people to because, you know, we are the movement. Anyone who gets involved in this, you are the We Need Worship movement. So, you know, contact your local TD, call him, write an email, call your bishop. I think people are, or your religious, local religious leader, I think people are surprised to know that bishops aren't really getting, you know, positive calls, encouraging calls from people. So if you can call your bishop and encourage him to stand up for the faith, I think that's a really positive thing to do.
As you say, make the calls and put the time in yourself. So how do people then find the video, and if they like it, share it and get involved in the campaign?
Yes, please. Yeah, if you like and share the video so that more people can see it, more people can. We've had so many messages from people who said that they've been emboldened and inspired by the video. So you can find us on Facebook at We Need Worship.
Great stuff. So what's the next plans, Clodagh, and the next steps for your campaign then?
Well, behind the scenes, we are contacting bishops, we're calling them, we are, you know, we're working with them, and we are also working with a number of politicians. But at the moment, we truly believe that it's the bishops who need to, you know, be strong on this issue. There's only so much, I think, government representatives can do. We can't expect the government to care more about Christianity than our religious leaders. So for this reason, we, the many young Catholics of Ireland, are pleading with our bishops, please let us go to Mass.
Well, Clodagh Gallagher, thank you so much for joining us on the programme today. That's Clodagh Gallagher there from the We Need Worship campaign, which you can find on Facebook, and you can check out the video as well.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.